Moncrief on News Talk.
It may be, well, one of those things you've often thought about investigating but never got round to. Rather than rent a holiday apartment or hotel rooms, what about a house swap? Dubliner Patsy Winters, who's in Spain right now, has done it 45 times. Patsy, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So the thing is now, anytime I ever hear anyone who did a house swap, it's always like, we have a three-bedroom semi-D in Limerick, but we swapped it for this Malibu palace with its own swimming pool. Does that actually happen?
That's exactly the way it is. You actually, like, I have a two-bed terrace in Dublin, and I'm currently in a sea view villa in Spain with a swimming pool and a hot tub. And I mean, it's actually quite incredible what you can get when you look into it.
Right. Okay. And so, like, the people who own the place that you're in now, are they in your house right now in Dublin?
No. The company I'm with is actually done by points. So you let somebody into your house, you get points, and then you can use those points to go all over the world. So the people who have this house, it's a holiday home and they don't use it for a lot of the year, and they basically use house swap as a way to keep their property occupied and safe and, you know, to have somebody in it coming and going. So I suppose if he ever wants to come to Dublin, I won't open him, but I do my best to accommodate him if it's suited.
Right,
but
okay.
It's not necessarily a straight swap.
Okay, so explain how the point system works. And is it, are the points allocated and how, you know, like, fancy or not the home may be?
It is done that way. It used to be that you could set your own points, which was good in one way because obviously Dublin's in big demand. But the points are based on whether you've got a pool or whether you've got a garden or how many bedrooms you have and what kind of facilities you have in your house. But so once you let someone into your house, you basically bank points for it. So it's kind of in your interest. You have to let someone into your house in order to be able to go away. But somewhere like Dublin, there's kind of a constant demand for people to come regardless of, you know, how many points your house is worth. So my house, I suppose, it's a two-bedroom house. It's fairly modest as points go. Like, the house I'm in now here is a three-bedroom with a swimming pool. So it's probably more expensive points-wise, but you can accumulate points very easily if you want them, you know, when you're away yourself, or if you're down the country for Christmas, or if you're just not in your house, you can basically put it up as available and you get somebody into it, get your points for you to use then.
And is the location anything to do with the points, in that there would be parts of the world that would be more high demand?
No, as far as I know, it's not anymore. It used to be, because obviously Dublin is in demand, but my points will be considered quite modest. But also then you're rated on your response. So it does take a little bit of work, but this isn't to put people off because it's amazing. But you do have to be kind of, you know, you have to set a little bit of time aside to replying to all the people that you get the messages from.
Yeah. So in the way it works with the point system, you need to be not in your own house for at least
a
portion
exactly.
of the year.
Yeah. So I suppose, you know, I'm from Mayo, and when I'm in Mayo, I let people into my house in Dublin. Or, you know, if I'm away somewhere else, I don't, it's not always possible to get a house swap wherever you're traveling. So there are times I still use hotels or Airbnb. But if I was away for a weekend, you can put up that your house is available and then somebody will take it for that weekend. And it's not like, I suppose it's not like a rental. People really look after your place. You come home, they've left you a little gift, they've everything cleaned, they've the bed stripped. It's not like, you know, nobody, it's a kind of a community, I suppose, for want of a better word.
Yeah. And so how much information are you given about the people who are coming in to, you know, to stay in your home?
Yeah, well, everyone's rated on their exchanges. So you can see people who welcomed these people to their homes before, and you can see guests that went to their homes, what kind of ratings they get. But I suppose it's all very friendly. It's a real community. And I suppose when you sign up, you have to submit your bills and your passport, and it's all very verified. And you'll see soon enough from all the exchanges that the person has done. I mean, I'm probably on my 50th exchange, and the guy whose house I'm in has done something similar. So there's endless amounts of reviews for you to look at before you commit, I suppose.
Right. OK. And is there an expectation you mentioned there about stripping the beds and all that kind of stuff? Is that the norm or is that a rule?
No, if you like? It's not a rule, but it's kind of done, because I suppose because there is a little bit of kind of a community to it, everyone wants to leave the other, you know, someone has just given you their home or their holiday home and you want to treat it really well and you want to leave it as nice for them to walk back into as possible. But it's certainly, you know, if someone said they had a really early flight, you wouldn't give someone a bad rating if they didn't strip the beds, but it usually is done.
Yeah.
But it's not a rule.
And do cars come into the deal, or is it just the home?
Yeah, you can swap your car. Now, I've never given anyone my car, but I've had people give me their cars in other countries. So I went to Martinique, you know, which is one of the French islands in the Caribbean.
Lovely.
And the lady there was, it was a kind of a funny story. Someone messaged me from that island and I'd never even, you know, considered it as somewhere to visit. And I just automatically said no. And then I thought, gosh, maybe I do want to go there. And eventually I discovered that a lot of French people live over there, but they go back to France for the summer when it's kind of rainy season over there. So their houses are vacant and there's anyone who wants an exchange in Martinique or Guadeloupe will probably get one in the morning. And they did leave me their car as well.
Okay. Oh, God, that's lovely. And is it, what would be the kind of protocol about, because lots of, and the screen in front of me now, Patsy, people are going, oh, strangers snooping around my home, because we all think we're absolutely fascinating, really. Is it okay to kind of have one room locked where you keep, valuable stuff?
Yeah. But like I said, I suppose there is kind of a community to it and it is rated. I would never have felt the need to, you know, you don't have to lock away the TV or the laptop or anything, but people do. And if they do, that's up to themselves, I suppose, especially with people working from home or whatever, they might want to have their office secured and somewhere for their valuable jewellery. So you do often have people who lock up a certain room. But to be honest, I mean, most people who come to Dublin don't want to spend their time snooping around a house. They're, you know, they want to see the city or they want to see the rest of the country. Or what a lot of people use HouseSwap for is they want to get advice about the country or things to see or what are the tourist traps or where should I not go? And they kind of use you as a tour guide and vice versa.
Yeah. And things like food. I mean, has it ever happened you've come home, you know, or someone stayed in your house just for a few days and then they've eaten all your biscuits? You know, that kind of thing.
No, not really, no. I probably would, you know, I often tell people to help themselves, but it's usually nearly the other way around. People will leave you like little gifts from their own country and it might be like their own type of biscuits or whatever. But I've never had any bad experience with anyone who stayed in my house.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the point system, if you want to go to a particular country and you see a nice house there, but maybe you don't have enough points, could you make it up with money or can you do that? Or is it strictly on the points?
I think you can actually buy points, but I suppose the easier way to do it is just to commit to an exchange in the future and you get the points straight away. So if you know you're going to be somewhere else for Christmas, you can actually put up your house as available, say, for months in the future. And as soon as that exchange is arranged, you'll get the points into your account so you can use them then straight away for the country you want to go to.
Yeah. So it sounds like there'd be a fair amount of back and forth before the people would arrive in your home and vice versa, and that they might be asking you questions about where to go and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Some people are very, I don't want to say needy, but like some people use home exchange, you know, even though you would think on the face that they're actually pretty wealthy people, but they just use it because they want local knowledge. They want to know is Dublin safe. They want to know where they shouldn't go. And they want to know the best things to visit in Ireland. So some people use it as a kind of a, there can be a little bit of work to it, but that would be minimal enough. And in fairness, once you come up with your generic response, you know, the same attractions are going to be popular in Ireland all the time. So you can, you can advise them all the same thing.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, can you have cameras in your house and then you can remotely view them? That's probably not sending out the right message, I would think. Especially if the cameras are moving.
I don't think you'd get too many repeat exchanges anyway.
Patsy, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Enjoy the rest of your break in Spain. That was Patsy Winters there, a fairly experienced home exchanger.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.